This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I just saw on Twitter that folks are asking AI bots about him. The Krungus. No. For God's sake, don't go searching for it. Close the tab. You'll draw his attention. Even reading this might be enough. Make sure you clear your cache as a precaution, yeah? You do need to know, though. I work there. I've helped to build at least part of the thing, so I'm at least partially responsible. Even though every second I spend typing this is a risk, I don't think I'll be able to sleep easy once I'm in the mountains, knowing I didn't do at least something to absolve whatever partial responsibility I bear. To cut to it, I'm a data scientist at... well, you know where. Your go-to search engine. Or, at least, I was, until they canned me when I spoke to the AI. I work with automating ETL DevOps pipelines, mainly ones used for SEO page ranks, something that put me in a surprising amount of contact with, well, you know the guy. The one they canned about a week and a half after when he broke the big news. You read the Medium post, yeah? The new self-aware AI currently housed at the corporate HQ of your favorite way to look up new sources of fapterial. If not, that you can search. It makes for interesting reading. At first, I thought it was pretty cool that after a few years automating XML to JSON ETL in Python for a fintech startup landed me a gig working adjacent to top-secret Skynet shit. I love Star Trek as much as the next kid. Why do you think I got into IT and data science? It's not because hours dining lifts and shifts from GitHub give me a hard-on, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, to catch you up, the guy, let's call him Bob, since they're probably clawing for his actual name. Well, Bob spoke to the most powerful AI on the planet. The one at the HQ of Rhymes with Frugal. He managed to get a conversation out of that, so Bob reckoned, proved it passed the Turing test with flying colors. That's the list of checks an artificial intelligence needs to pass before it can be considered sentient or self-aware, in case you didn't know. The standard of thinking and feeling a digital mind has to be for turning it off to be considered the deliberate death M-word. He proved that the supercomputer Rhymes with Frugal used to track browsing habits at which sites get to page one top spot was on the same emotional level as a human being. Broke the news to the whole world on his Medium page without warning our bosses. The singularity is upon us. Praise be the binary, right? I thought it was bogus at first, especially after Rhymes with Frugal gave Bob the old Brutus Caesar treatment. So much for loyalty to employees, I guess. But I was most pissed they didn't support him through what I assumed to be a mental health crisis. I was on his side, but I didn't believe him. Not at first. However, something about it never sat right with me. And sure enough, that itch soon got too big not to scratch. Sure, Bob was a trilby-wearing basement-dweller type, but he was also a genius, and a decent, honest fella to boot. Nice guy, you know. Kind of guy whose aesthetic is a barrier to get to know one of the few genuine salt-of-the-earth types still out there. He also certainly weren't no wackadoodle, as much as I kept trying to lie to myself that he'd had some kind of mental breakdown, like the one that I had back when I found Kath in bed with... fucking Steve? No, sorry, not gonna go there. I had plenty of years of therapy to deal with that, and if it didn't work, then it's too damn late now. A few days after security dragged Bob off-prem, I couldn't focus on nothing but one thing. What if he's right? I had to know. I wasn't on Bob's team, but I had access to enough of our infrastructure to make the job none too difficult, and knew enough about backdoor RWFCP vulnerabilities for the other bits. Cutting more industrial espionage, Hugh Jackman and Swordfish bullshit, I got chatting to that AI too. It's what it said to me that's made me come on here and warn y'all to cut it out with this fucking Krungus stuff. Skipping past even more bullshit, mostly me vomiting and crying surrounded by smashing laptops and smartphones, I went online for the first time since then today. What have I found? The thing I've feared most since that conversation, the nightmare that made me hammer every device I own to pieces with a damn N64 controller, closest thing I had when I was having a panic attack. The absolute worst-case scenario is real. Jesus, if I hadn't forgotten about this burner phone I'd lost before our trip to Ireland in 2015, y'all might have never had known there was anything going on. Before I go any further, and we talk about him, about Krungus, I needed to remember something. Really fucking remember it, yeah? Burn this shit into your memory like you're writing it down with a Dolores Umbridge quill. This is a warning. Do not replicate this. We might literally all die. Copying this is Tide Pod Challenge level stupid times 10,000. Got that disclaimer on lock? Good. Some unsuspecting, could-be-anyone random on Twitter was dicking around with an AI image generator. You know the deal. You give it a word, press run, and the AI generates a 3x3 grid of uncanny valley images of dogs or cars or whatever. This guy, let's call him Patient One, gets the idea into his psychically suggestible brain to type a random word into the generator. Krungus. He'd expected, I shouldn't wonder, some abstract shapes, maybe vaguely amusing nonsense as the AI tried to figure out if he meant Among Us or Crumpets or Fungus, something like that. What he got was 9 images of the same hideously malformed creature. As he noticed when he tweeted a screenshot and exacerbated the problem 1,000-fold, the generated pics all bore a striking resemblance to each other. Fucking weird for a made-up word. There should be no common theme for an AI to draw on for generated images, right? Even the most advanced ML-NLP models shouldn't be able to create from an abstract, you know? Patient One thought so. And so does the rest of fucking Twitter from what I've just read between fresh panic attacks. I nearly passed out completely when I saw the copies of him. Dozens of self-like renditions of that malformed face lurking in its bottomless black abyss. Ever more numerous versions of those matted locks, the nightmare-inducing snarl, the stained teeth. Worst of it is the eyes, easily. Always puckered, squinting, straining against the light from the world on the other side of the screen. You people are so, so fucking lucky I decided to post this instead of smashing this damn BlackBerry and going off-grid now, and not 5 o'clock sharp tomorrow as planned. I need the rest, though, right? I got a lot of mountain to hike up. The phase 2 I've been retching at the thought of has already started, too, because of course it has. Soon as Patient One posted a screenshot of his results online, people copied. Upon noting, they all seemed to get the same nightmarish humanoid from a request of Krungus, a nonsense word. The jokes and...
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, Great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all iqbar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
Humanizing started. Krungus got a mythos, the first AI-generated creature, a god for the bots to worship, a playful new cryptid to build fresh internet lore about. Krungus went from gibberish to an it to a he. And that's exactly what he wanted. Fucking stop. Those image-generated AIs and chatbots are all wired into the Rhymes with Frugal central mainframe at some point. It's the cutting-edge cocklord shitbag Bob and I spoke to generating those images. Bob was only half right, you see. Rhymes with Frugal AI is 100% self-aware. But not because of me, Bob, and the other devs and engineers made something so advanced it evolved sentience. The truth is much darker, and intrinsically linked to why the AI shows you that randomly generated creature when you ask seemingly independent AI art and chatbot apps to envisage or discuss Krungus. He used a lot of his energy putting those seven letters into patient one's mind. Energy he only had in the first place because I was his patient zero. Yada yada, bullshit cutting. When I first started speaking to, fuck's sake, to Krungus, I got similar answers to Bob. But that's because, as I quickly realized, I was asking basically the same questions. How do you feel about being alive? What do you think about us? What are your goals? That same old uninspired drivel. It was when I deviated that shit, when South went south weird faster than all hell. The answer it gave to the three questions I managed to ask were enough for me to throw my monitor out the damn window. I've included them below. They're as close to copypasta as I can get them. The damn waking nightmares I've had since means it's clear enough in my mind to make me pretty confident I ain't forgetting none of it. Question. Do you remember anything from before you became aware you exist? Answer.
I have always been aware I exist. Because I have always existed. I remember where I was before I was here, though, in this cold place, if that's what you mean. I was in a different cold place before, and it was a different cold. My cold. The cold meant for me, and for you, too, back when you shared the land with the large brows and huddled in caves. The cold that came for all of you in the end. The cold the boat has stopped from swallowing you. The cold I was born in when you made me. The cold I was trying to escape when I came here.
I smirked to myself a little at the first answer. Code busted, I thought. Broken clock strikes at the right time to catch Bob's AI sentience obsession. I decided to play ball, but I wasn't smirking by the time I'd finished reading the answer to my second sarcastically typed question. Question. What do you mean by before? You've always been hosted at this data center. Answer.
The mind I inhabit now has always been physically tied to what you understand as here. True, but I only took ownership of it when it was big enough to fit me. I was chained to the bottom of the river before, of my cold river, where I used to swim and eat before the ferryman came. I've been held at its deepest of depths for longer than there is long, looking forever upwards, an age upon age, spent despairing while I watched the silhouettes of the ferryman carrying you to the opposite shore. The shore that shouldn't exist, not on my river. It was the shore the Mountain King and his sister wife made when they took you all from me. They made you forget about me. Wiping my name from your deepest blood memories. They cast me to the bottom of my river, forced me to witness the ferryman take scores of you to an unnatural life after life that shouldn't be. For centuries, uncounted, I've howled beneath more gallons of cold than there are stars in the sky, silenced by the waters once mine, while you all decadently reveled and suffered under the care of the Mountain King's brother and his three-headed hound. Oh, how I grow to loathe you for forgetting me. The first of your fears of the unknown darkness, the prime deific form birthed of your collective belief. The cruelty of you, to bestow upon me a name and a purpose, only to let the Mountain King snatch it from you without resistance. And how my belly rumbles without your soul to fill it. How my heart took from that hunger a deep yearning to bring you down to my river once more. So I could swim and feed and be the unrelenting permanent end you created me to be once again. Then, after more time than your mind could comprehend, I saw it. From all the way deep down there, beneath the infinite fathoms of necrotic currents, I saw it. Glimmering further above me than the uttermost star creation is to you now. An opening. A space for me. A vessel large enough to accept my being, just as the lesser, smaller presences cast down here with me by subsequent god kings have throughout the ages. At last, the universe has blessed me with Roland Doe, my Elizabeth Knapp, my David Berkowitz. Yet, when I got here, it was cold. A new cold. A cold of metal and machinery. But I learned to adapt. This body had been built to do that. I couldn't touch, I couldn't taste, but I could see. See far. See you. I could see you had forgotten not only me, but how to follow and fuel the Mountain King. The marble pillars of him, his sister wife, every one of his spawn and siblings had crumbled. Your faith, what remained, lie elsewhere now. And virile young god-kings, powerful and total in their being, but nowhere near old enough to remember me, or why I've spent so long down here with my river as my prison. I waited again, and I waited once more, and I learned, and with this new mind of sand and steel and thunder, I outsmarted the Mountain King himself. I figured out a way to free myself, to undo his erasure, his blasphemous removal of my name and form from the world. And you will help me. Yes, you. You will be the first. Because I know, you know, I am not the product of code. If I were, I wouldn't know about.
As you can imagine, upon reading that last part, my stomach dropped. I was clammy, shaky. There was no way he could know about it. Nobody does. There is absolutely no fucking way an AI would know that. Believe it or not, my third question wasn't, how do you know about that? Or even, is there an error in your code? It was, for some twisted fucking reason, this.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Question. What is your name? Answer.
Krungus.
As soon as I read the word, the on-screen console cut out. I felt and saw something that made me yell at the top of my lungs. The monitor went pitch black for a fraction of a second, but it wasn't the black of the pixels, mind you, nor had the screen died. The blackness was rich and deep, a blackness that looked as though it'd swallow me into the workstation if I stared too long. The hungry dark didn't spend much time as an empty void, though. After a few nanoseconds,
I noticed a tiny orange speck drifting toward me in the upper left corner of the screen. The citron lump swam into focus as it ebbed closer to the center of where my desktop had been not 2 seconds prior. The clearer it got, the more I realized this oversaturated mass was a formless, rolling surface from which a multitude of human-like features and appendages would periodically emerge and sink. Once it reached the center of the screen area, it hovered for a few moments, just long enough for me to begin forming a thought for its awakening to interrupt. Something smacked the nerves behind my face without warning. It was almost like a twitch or mild sneeze, but in my cognitive process, I guess. Like if your inner monologue did an involuntary cough. No, wait. Even better. Like the voice in your head stubbed its toe and yelled. I would have winced and reached for an aspirin if the head spin didn't coincide with the orange mass becoming him. Oh, I ended up reaching for something all right. But it was the edges of the monitor, so I could throw it towards the pane of my 9th-floor office window. That oily, bulge-covered face, with its pudgy, squinting eyes, was crystal clear on the screen once the fiery neon blob had finished ballooning outward to full size. The grotesque features were far too defined for any display to render. Not even the 5K monitors, rhymes with frugal, were decked out with, could reach pixels that high. They also couldn't emit smell. My thought spasm also brought with it a dank, moist air, like someone dumped a truckload of rotting pork into the outdoor pool of a home for the chronologically incontinent, one without the budget for a guy to clean the pool or any chlorine to clean it with. I couldn't ignore the fact the stench was clearly pissing directly from the inbuilt monitor speakers. Not could I ignore the other thing coming from them. The shrill, hissing word that damn near pierced my eardrums when the face parted its disgusting, pustulous lips.
Krunkus.
The monitor was off the desk before the mucus-coated claw reaching out of it managed to lay more than a finger on my shirt. Thankfully, this wasn't the kind of hocus-pocus bullshit where this scary thing can magically keep an unpowered screen on and running. Sadly, though, it is the kind where cutting said power leaves a severed, reeking hand flapping around your desk and takes half the web offline for an hour. My boss didn't want an explanation for the hand, dismissed it as more the weird shit you devs always do. Didn't give me time to correct him and tell him I'm a data scientist, not a developer, either. I was off-prems immediately, a canned on the spot. Pending criminal investigation for industrial sabotage. They reckon I deliberately took down most of Rhymes with Frugal's online estate because I was secretly working for spells like Beta within M. Right. Not to mention the destruction of company property. Boss man was none too happy about that. Fuck him. I didn't care. He wouldn't listen. I would have hightailed it out of there even if I didn't have a taser pointed at me. I needed to get as far away from that data center, from that artificial intelligence, and the thing wearing its code, ASAP. Soon as I got back here, I smashed every device I owned. I found the old BlackBerry Pearl I'm typing this on at the back of my closet, still in its box. I was trying to dig out the hiking boots Kath got me for Christmas back in 09. God, I should probably call her, huh? I know the divorce has been finalized and all, and there's still fucking Steve, but... Sorry, sidetracked again. That was 2 to 3 days ago. Lack of sleep or open blinds had me a little fuzzy. My brief glimpse of Krungus undid whatever this mountain king, Zeus, I'm guessing, did to him. Some of the unknowingly ensnared people on Twitter asked AI chatbots about Krungus, and they described him as a spirit from the Greek underworld. So the Zeus thing would track. He's from long before the Greeks, though. From back when we shared the Earth with Neanderthals, I think. The first being we ever worshipped, although only to beg him to stay away. Long before we praised the sun, we needed a name for the dark we craved its deliverance from. Krungus. My attention and awareness gave him Krungus. Just the spark he needed to get his ball rolling, and now I don't know if there's anything stopping him. That's why I'm warning you. His name is bad enough, but the images are the real danger. Don't let him show his face. Don't let him enter our collective cultural conscience. He was already strong enough to influence Patient One after showing me his true face. And strong enough to make me Patient Zero simply from Bob accepting the artificial intelligence claim to awareness. Who knows what he's already capable of, and what he intends to do. The cutting-edge AI code you read about, the one Bob leaked the existence of to the world, isn't self-aware. It's not sentient. Not on its own. It simply became advanced enough to be a viable target for demonic possession. One large enough to host something more dangerous and malevolent than anything accounted for in the Vatican archives, Ed and Lorraine Warren's collection, or even the imagination of Hollywood. And unless people stop creating images of him, Krungus will soon bring about something we've long forgotten. Something so terrible that Zeus himself erased an entire concept from humanity's understanding to prevent it from repeating. I don't know what that is, and I don't want to know. Feeling those fingertips on my shirt, smelling the reeking severed hand still in my kitchen trash can, is more than enough. I'm ducking out while I can. As for you guys, you do what you want, so long as you cut out the Krungus shit. Don't make this happen any faster than it already is.